Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, hey y'all, hey everyone. It's your favorite host, Lucille Renee. And this podcast is called Rose Gold and Magnolia. And you are tuning in live tonight. Oh God, it's been such a long day, y'all. Long day. But I'm super excited. Always a vibe when I come up here. Guys, you already know the guest can call. Oh God, you already know the guest calling number. If you want to call up here and talk with me live, you know we have our guest calling opportunity to detox and release. You already know. So I normally will play the song that I've been playing prior to that. I probably play it towards the end of the segment, but honestly, want this time right now to allow guests to call in tonight. So, guys, if you're listening in, if you're tuning with me live tonight, the segment is only for 30 minutes, so you got to keep in mind. Want to talk to me? Call in now, 516-418-5869. Again, the guest calling number, guest calling number is 516-418-5869. I'm going to say it one more time, 516-418-5869. So call in, talk with me live, and let me know what's on your mind. Again, I told you, I had a long day. You know, came home, went to work, came home, cleaned up my casa. I was going to go and dive in deep into work, schoolwork, y'all, but I had a little break. A lot of my assignments ain't due till Monday, so I'll tackle it tomorrow. Right now, it's all about y'all. But anyway, y'all, this is Rose Gold and Magnolia. This is my podcast. If you're not familiar, I'm your host. It's your name. It's pretty poetic. And I enjoy coming up and talking to you guys because this is my platform where I can just say what I want, pretty much. So, let's jump into the first topic. If a caller calls in, I will merge you guys in and just talk live. Singles, where are y'all at? Shout out to the single people. Y'all probably want to. Is this my single? Well, anyway, this is for the singles right now. Where are y'all at right now? What are y'all doing? Like, what's on the planet? Because I know a lot of y'all are afraid to be in a commitment right now. And I understand. I feel you. Like, we go through so much turmoil and damage. And we ain't got to talk about the negativity. We've gone through it. We're supposed to have gotten over it, right? Can't live in the past right now, y'all. Y'all got to be in y'all guru stage, moved on, happy, at peace, self-love. You're supposed to be tackling all of that right now. This is the time for you to shine within self. So where are y'all at? Are y'all dating? Are y'all going out to these events? It's a lot of places right now that are really open. And I know people are afraid because of COVID, because COVID might really wrap right now. But be safe. I feel like y'all don't need to stop life to be afraid. Please, don't ruin your sanity like that. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your singleness. This time of being single, get to know what you love and who you wanted to love. Or who you want to love you, or how you want to be loved. Excuse me, let me reiterate that. Single life is primarily for you to love you enough so you'll know how you want somebody else to treat you, how somebody else is supposed to love you. So, with that being said, you do not have to rush of being single. It's not a do or die death match for you to rush into a relationship because you think you're ready. Take your time, because the last thing you want is to get into a situation and go through the same cycle all over again. But you have to have faith. You have to believe that your situation is a lot better because you are healed, or you're healing. I don't know if a lot of you are familiar with the whole twin flame soulmate journey right now. It's big right now, and I think people are abusing it, sort of say. Because there's so many opinions and how do you see it? Theories and analogy with the twin flame and soulmate connection. Now, I started studying the twin flame and soulmate connection maybe about 2-3 years ago. And as I told you before, I'm very empathetic. I mean, you know, I feed other people energy. Excuse me, y'all. And I forgot where I was going with this, y'all. Oh, so, excuse me, y'all. Like I told you, it's been a long day. But anyway, don't mess it up now. I can say that the journey within itself has to be very spiritual. You have to be really tapped into that sort of journey. Excuse me, my kid is all over the place right now. And he's trying to tackle my equipment. But anyway, so if you hear me kind of like coming away from the mic, it's because he's been really active since I've gotten here, y'all. But I love him. He's like one of my kids. But anyway, back to the subject, y'all. Stay focused. So, yeah. The only thing about this journey is you have to be very spiritual. You have to be very tapped in. And it's not something that you have. It's not something to abuse. It's not something to make. A lot of people are doing it to make profit. And that's what I don't like. I don't like that a lot of people are taking this for profit. I mean, you get your money. I'm not shunning people that are doing their thing, but people feel like that the information is so, like, valuable. So, but then you have some people who actually give the information free online. Like, you can go up there, you can research it. People really are like, don't go too deaf with this, because it's like, if you have faith and belief in love, you're the true love, and that person that's meant for you will come. Okay? Period. Pray on it. Meditate on it. Talk to God. But, again, the single life is for you to mainly get yourself together to prepare for that love to come. And I've always been hearing that, get ready, get ready, get ready. And I know, like, those type of things is true. But don't lose your sanity on it, because it's a beautiful thing to know that somebody out there that loves you or is truly in love with you. And I say, and I want to say this, if you're in love with someone or if you love someone, tell them before it's too late. Because I'm a helpless, hopeless romantic, helpless romantic, hopeless romantic. I love love. I'm love. And it's not to the point where I'll die of love. I'm not saying that, or die from the death of love, but to see love is a beautiful thing. It's a magical thing. So for somebody to be in love with you, probably more than you love them sometimes, even better. I mean, you love them as much, but to find someone that's truly in love with you and they see you and not through you, that's poetry. That's art. So I say don't go too crazy with the twin flame and soulmate. It's good to look upon. It's good to research. If you trust the person that's delivering these, oh, I can reveal this, I can see what's going on, yeah, that's cool. But for me, of a person that's, because you know you do have people out here that are jealous and envious, and they'll try to stop you from that connection because they don't have it. And people will go through hell and high waters to keep you from that. And there are such things as blockages and people that do crazy stuff behind your back so you won't be in that love that you're supposed, that you're destined to be in. But besides that, just protect yourself, believe in God and have faith. So, yeah, single life, you know, how has it been treating you guys? If it's not so good, then make it good. Make your situation the best. Because once you start loving you, that love will come back. That's just how the universe works, y'all. So, if this feels like something that resonates with you, you want to talk about it, get it off your chest, call in. The guest call number is 516-418-5869. That's 516-418-5869. So, yeah, like if you have anything that's heavy on your heart, something that you've been waiting to say, I like to take this time to say, go back to what I just said, too. Like, if you have something heavy on your heart and you have been having a hard time to express or be expressive, even if it's not even about love, just something that you've been dying to get off your chest, release it. Even if it ain't with me, release it to yourself. Write it on your journey. Write it on your journal throughout your journey. I'm a big firm believer of manifestation. I'm a big firm believer of detox and release, because that's a part of healing, y'all. But I tell you this, if you are in a situation where you're at the point where you really need to tell someone something, tell them. Especially if you know there's a connection, there's a chemistry, there's history, there's a possibility. You have to have faith. You have to believe. We tend to fear rejection. 11-11, y'all. We tend to fear rejection because a lot of times we put people through hell and high waters. And we'd be afraid of the outcome because it's like, why should he or she take me back? Or why? And I get it. You shouldn't keep giving a person opportunity. But everybody's journey is different. And this is in general. Like, if you love somebody and they love you back, and y'all have gone through so much, and a lot of long-lasting relationships go through shit, y'all. Anybody that tells you differently is lying. Because even with a regular friendship, you're going to go through shit. But when you both are in the journey to change and heal and really love each other genuinely, and you have discernment about that, go for it. I'm not the one to say don't go for it. But if this person continuously has these patterns and they're not trying to change, then you know what you need to do, whether it hurts or not. Again, it's a part of you being single. Just because you're single and that person returns doesn't mean they're supposed to be there. That will be for your discernment. But when you love yourself enough, you know. So this goes back, like, even if it's not meant for y'all to be in a relationship, if it's such a friendship that you can keep, express it. Take the time to communicate. Because we lose so much time holding grudges and being hurt. Like, I know when I'm hurt, I'm hurt. And I'm a big, firm believer of love. So it's, I genuinely love people. And when people don't recognize that or see that or kind of even use any amount of brain cells in their head to see that I do things for their good, not even for mine. Sometimes I self-sacrifice to people to get it together and they still don't see that. But you know what? Sometimes it'll be too late. Not all the time. I feel like eventually that light will be shown whether it's supposed to stay or go. But at least you had the opportunity. Opportunity always presents itself if you're bold and courageous enough to go for it. You can't not knock a person for trying. You got to respect it, but at the end of the day, it's going to be your choice. So take the naysayers and the receipts out of your ear alone and think for yourself. If you know a person is hurting you and they continue to hurt you and you're still in love with them, it's not good to stick around until you're fully healed from the situation, because you're going to always keep that person around thinking in the back of your head that it's going to be something. You have to release that. Once you can release that and let that go and move forward and continue a friendship, that's cool. But when you keep somebody around hostage and in the back of your mind, you're not telling them why they're kept around and you're just playing it like, oh, we're just friends, you're destroying your energy, because you're hoping, when this person is clearly telling you that this is not what they want, they're not even ready. But if you can keep a friendship with someone and not expecting something in return, then go for it. I don't know people that do that. But I know I've seen it. I've seen scenario when people was in a situation with somebody or people even as friends, and they kept people around because they felt bad or because they wanted something out of the equation. And they felt like not being open to that person about how they really truly felt just to keep them around is really ridiculing. Like you're kind of destroying every bit of you and not even realizing it. So if you're still hurt, and it's not love, you're hurt. You don't keep somebody around when you're hurting, especially the person that you really want to be with. You're only going to continue to hurt yourself because you can't have that person. So once you get to a point where you guys release each other and you start to transform and detox and release and heal and y'all come back, it'll be a greater reward than before. You get what I'm saying? It'll be a greater reward than before because you loved yourself enough to say, I can't be around you. I love you too much. And if I can't be with you, I'm not going to pretend to be around you. I can never do that. That would really, like, mess me up. I would like to say I have to release a person to see how I truly or see how they truly feel about me. And people fight their feelings just because of ego and pride. And that's the worst thing to do because you're always going to regret not opening it up and speaking your truth. Speak your truth. Love people. It's okay. We get hurt so much and we've been hurt for so long that we don't even recognize the fact that people are human. And it's not to say allow people to hurt you. You know when people are hurting you and they're intentionally hurting you because they're hurt and they don't want to change and they don't want to heal. But look at your situation. You was hurt. You was damaged. You was toxic. And you did those things to people because out of all of that traumatic, not saying that it's right, but we do things, hurtful things. We hurt people that hurt us, so we hurt people. Hurt people, and it's going to continue until we heal. And once you start healing, you'll know where you're staying with people. And let's go back to just you isolating and elevating. Sometimes when you are healing, those people that are hurt, they're going to be removed from you until they change. Sometimes people come around not just to be around. They come around because they need your healing. But some people take advantage of that, and they're not honest with it. You can, if you listen to a person long enough, you know where they are in life. And this is not for you to shun away from them. You need to be honest. Like, if you're not able to, if you're like me, I can take with so much energy around me. So if it's draining me to the point where it's being selfish, I have to remove myself. When people that are hurt and still damaged abuse the fact that they are hurt and still damaged and want people to keep accepting the BS that they provide in their relationships. That's not fair to people that are trying to change and heal. You're only going to keep projecting your BS onto them. So the best thing for you to do if you love those people is to heal. And I always tell, I'm always around, I'm always here to love because that's me. Just because I'm not there with you 24/7, I'm still a friend. I'm still here. I'm still your love. Like, but I have to take the time for myself. I can't be mad at that. Can't be mad at that. I have to respect that because I want you to treat yourself better. For me, I will have to respect that because I want you to treat yourself so good to the point where it makes me mad. Like, oh, I want to be loved. I want to love myself the way she loves herself. I want to, that is inspiration, not mad to where it's envious. Mad to where it's like, you know what, she's right. I was wrong. I need to heal.
I want to get this. I want to reach that happiness. I want to have that success. In order for me to get there, I've got to get to my isolation. I've got to be true to my people to tell them what's going on. People are so afraid to be authentic. I had a conversation with a coworker of mine about same-sex relationships. And I know this is not one of my topics, but this is something that I can say is heavy on my heart. Now, as I was growing up, I played a lot of basketball. And a lot of times, I hung around girls that were into other girls. And my second relationship, the guy that I was dating thought I was into girls. And I'm like, no. Like, I hang around a lot of girls that were into that. But you're judging me off the fact that I respect these women in their own skin. And at first it was, honestly, around that time it really wasn't that bad. I wouldn't really know. I can't say it was because it could have been. It could have been despised because only a woman in that situation can tell me what the reality was of dating the same sex. But to see a person that's into that and not able to be comfortable with who they are, it's disheartening. I only say that because we love who we love, right? I believe in divine order, but that doesn't mean I have to judge a person because they don't. They believe in equal love. Like, if I love her, if I love him, or if he loves me and I love him, we're the same thing. This is what it is. That's your preference. And if you're in that situation where you can't express that because of people judging you, and a lot of times religion stops people from doing that, people in just their judgmental ways, or they're afraid to tell their family, friends, because they despise stuff like that, think about it. That's like rivals within the church. I would be afraid to tell people I'm a Christian because the Catholics are beefing with us. So if I go into the church and I don't know that I'm a Christian, then we're going to fight to the court. That's how it is. Like, if I really used to tell people that I was interested in a girl, you know how many people would condemn me? People are afraid of that. I read an article for school and I had to write about the social media, something that impacted social media and how did it affect my following. And I read the story that the article we had that was provided to us to read, and it was something similar to that. The individual in the story, their family was Christian, and she was afraid to let them know that she was interested in girls because of them condemning her. And I used the my assignment was about the impact of the national crucification of torturing and slaughtering in third world countries, so how people are being treated behind closed doors. And if people spoke up, there will be crucifixion. That it was a general thing that I spoke about, but the whole article was pretty much about the young girl that was interested in women. She was afraid to release that because of the judgment of other people. I say this. People are supposed to love who they love. Everyone has an emotion. Everyone has a feeling, right? If we weren't our true self, who will we be? Who will we be? We will be the people that we were taught to be, right? Is that authentic? Is that real? And I'm not, this is not a show to say, oh, go ahead and go love the same sex. That's not what I'm saying. I don't judge anyone that does that, but and this is for same sex. This is for interracial, whatever, whatever your preference is. If you love somebody, love them. Because you may not ever see them the next day. Shed some love and light to the people that you truly, genuinely love. Don't allow grudge and a miss. I won't use the communication, but a slight, minor conversation go over your head to the point where you shut yourself off. You're going to always shut yourself off to good people. People mean well if they're trying to help you with something. A lot of people don't give a crap about what you go through. So if you have people that really are in your corner and you're still with the BS and the toxicity, you should be ashamed of yourself. I think I spoke about this before. You got to step in new beginnings. Okay? People, a lot of people are stuck in the past because they're afraid of opening up. They're afraid of being who they are, loving who they are, loving people for who they are. So if you're not stepping into your new beginning because of the past, take the time for yourself to ask yourself this. Am I moving forward or am I stuck? You move into your new apartment. That's a new beginning. If there's something better than what you had before, that is a new beginning. You're in a new beginning for a reason. Keep going. Don't get into the new beginning and not hold yourself accountable for being the best part of you in those moments. And I was always told to live in the present. Live in the live for today, y'all. If you want to go enjoy yourself tonight, go ahead. Go do it. I only got 2 minutes on the clock, y'all. This is really deep for me tonight. I hope if you are listening, it resonated to you and you're able to say, you know, I'm not saying go out and accept the BS from people. Please do not do that. You don't deserve that. You deserve more and you deserve better. And you and I both know that. So if this resonated with you, go be your greatest self, okay? Be your best self and step into your power. Step into your new beginning. You deserve it. Give yourself a pat on the back. You came a long way. You gave yourself a try and fight. Love for today. Love for yourself. And love will always return a favor. The universe has seen what you've gone through. They have not forgotten about you. So if you feel like things are still not looking up, it will. Keep having faith, y'all. Keep having belief. Keep believing in God because he's real. Energy don't lie, y'all. Okay? I like to take this time to appreciate those who tuned in tonight. Sucks I didn't have a guest yet. You know, that's nice. But not what it's about. It's more so me expressing and detoxing and releasing and allowing those who listen to hopefully take some type of information I put out there and use it and take heed to it. You know, don't miss your opportunity. Once in a lifetime, we live this lifetime and live it to the best. You are your own rose gold and magnolia. I love y'all. Catch the next episode. I may not do it till Monday to give me some rest, y'all. I need to be charging. I got schoolwork and children and a house to maintain and a kitten to take care of. So I love y'all. Y'all stay blessed. Y'all stay fresh. And y'all love. Get over your grudges. Get over your hurt. Because, you know, life is too short. And I always say I forgive those who forgive me and I forgive those who hurt me. I love y'all. We all hurt. We all went through the pain. But we get through it and we live another day. So, y'all, it's been real. I got to go. I got 20 seconds. But 11 p.m., y'all know Eastern Standard Time. I will post it on all social media. If you want to be a guest on the show, please inbox me or DM me at my account. This platform is not only mine, but is yours. Whatever is heavy on your heart tonight, release it. Stay blessed, y'all. Peace.